Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 7 o'clock in the morning, London time, on Thursday, the 5th of March. US Treasury Secretary Bessent has said that it is likely US importers will be required to pay a 15% tariff by the end of the week, up from the current 10%. US President Trump had already declared a 15% tariff, but having a member of the administration back that up gives credibility to the threat. Investors had assumed a 15% tariff as at least a scenario in their models, so this is something markets should be more or less prepared for. In terms of the economics, it is unlikely that a 15% near universal tariff will add to inflation over and above what the illegal IEEPA tariffs had added. However, because the structure of tariffs have changed, and tariff reductions are rarely passed on to consumers in the way that tariff increases are, this might conceivably keep inflation at a higher rate for a bit longer. US January import and export price data is due, but the narrative of tariff pass-through is already established, and this data is not therefore likely to tell us anything particularly new. The tariff increase comes at a time when the US affordability crisis remains a focus for many US households. While this may not add to inflation, the narrative around inflation perceptions might be affected by this. Affordability is about inflation perceptions rather than inflation reality, and that means that there is a disproportionate emphasis placed on high-frequency purchases. Retail gasoline prices have been rising. By Monday, they were already up by roughly 7 cents a gallon. And there are reports of a very large and very unusual spike in the last couple of days of almost 20 cents. That suggests some opportunistic profit-led inflation may be coming through, as there is obviously a lag in producing refined oil products from crude oil. This too may add to the perception of inflation, although it's important to note that consumers are likely to keep on spending. The inflation reality means that spending power is not so seriously affected, at least at this stage. But with the threats of more tariffs and higher gasoline prices, there are plenty of things for US households to complain about. China's parliament has endorsed a growth target of 4.5% to 5%, which is the lowest for decades. The official growth target matters because China's officials know that the target must be reached, and the official growth outcome nearly always matches or exceeds the target. Lowering the target is therefore something that will affect behaviour within the government. It's worth noting that China has a falling population, and indeed a population that's falling more rapidly than had been anticipated. That's a headwind for headline growth, even for an economy at China's stage of development. The real challenge for China is, however, the mediocre nature of its domestic growth story. Export growth has been the main support for economic activity of late, with non-US global trade normal, and China able to help US customers avoid or reduce some of the tariffs that have been imposed. Nevertheless, this dependence on international growth rather than domestic growth does present challenges which policy has yet to comprehensively address. Domestic demand in Europe is also facing demographic headwinds, albeit on a less aggressive scale than in China. The January retail sales data for the euro area is expected to show a positive rate of growth and potentially some acceleration. It's also worth noting that countries like Germany have a history of constantly and significantly underreporting their retail growth. European consumers overall are presenting a solid, if rather dull, foundation for economic activity. That's all for today. Have a good day. This material has been prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS Switzerland AG, regulated by FINMA in Switzerland, its subsidiaries or affiliates, collectively referred to as UBS. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. The investment views have been prepared in accordance with legal requirements designed to promote the independence of investment research. This material is for your information only, and it is not intended as an offer or a solicitation of an offer to buy or sell any investment or other specific product. The analysis contained herein does not constitute a personal investment recommendation or take into account the particular investment objectives, investment strategies, financial situation, and needs of any specific recipient. This material may not be reproduced or copies circulated without prior authority of UBS. Please visit www.ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer to read the full legal disclaimer applicable to this material.